General conference is for you. Keep the conference feeling alive. Conference may be over, but you can keep the inspiration a part of your life. This list will help you experience each talk again before the next conference arrives. November 2nd through November 8th. President Thomas S. Monson, as we listen, may our hearts be touched and our faith increased. President Boyd K. Packer, a testimony of the hope of redemption is something which cannot be measured or counted. Jesus Christ is the source of that hope. November 9th through November 15th. Elder Lynn G. Robbins, trying to please others before pleasing God is inverting the first and second great commandments. Cheryl A. Esplin, the Spirit heals and renews our souls. The promised blessing of the sacrament is that we will always have His Spirit to be with us. November 16th through November 22nd. Elder Chi Hong Sam Wong. In order to assist the Savior, we have to work together in unity and in harmony. Everyone, every position, and every calling is important. Elder D. Todd Christofferson. It is God's will that we be free men and women, enabled to rise to our full potential, both spiritually and temporally. November 23rd through November 29th. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, your personal testimony of light and truth will not only bless you and your posterity here in mortality, but it will also accompany you throughout all eternity. Elder Dallin H. Oaks, as followers of Christ, we should live peacefully with others who do not share our values or accept the teachings upon which they are based. November 30th through December 6th. Elder Neil L. Anderson, Jesus Christ chose a holy man, a righteous man, to lead the restoration of the fullness of His gospel. He chose Joseph Smith. Tad R. Callister, when all is said and done, the home is the ideal forum for teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. December 3rd through December 13th. Elder Jorg Klebingat, by applying the atonement of Jesus Christ, you can begin increasing your spiritual confidence today if you are willing to listen and act. Elder Eduardo Gavaret, the Lord invites us using various verbs. Come unto me, follow me, walk with me. In each case, it is an invitation to act. December 14th through December 20th. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, rich or poor, we are to do what we can when others are in need. Elder L. Tom Perry, it is the gospel of Jesus Christ that provides the foundation upon which we can find lasting peace and build eternal family units. December 21st through December 27th. Elder Quentin L. Cook, refuse the evil and choose the good. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 15. Elder Craig C. Christensen, learning for ourselves that the restored gospel of Jesus Christ is true can be one of the greatest and most joyful experiences in life. December 28th through January 3rd. Bishop Dean M. Davies, as followers of the Savior, we have a personal responsibility to care for the poor and needy. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, we must put aside our pride, see beyond our vanity, and in humility ask, Lord, is it I? January 4th through January 10th. President Henry B. Eyring, in priesthood preparation, show me counts more than tell me. President Thomas S. Monson, we look heavenward for that unfailing sense of direction that we might chart and follow a wise and proper course. January 11th through January 17th, President Henry B. Eyring, human judgment and logical thinking will not be enough to get answers to the questions that matter most in life. We need revelation from God. Elder Russell M. Nelson, our sustaining of prophets is a personal commitment that we will do our utmost to uphold their prophetic priorities. January 18th through January 24th, Carol F. McConkie. To be in harmony with heaven's divine purposes, we sustain the prophet and choose to live according to his words. Elder Robert D. Hales. God and Christ are literally a father and a son, separate, distinct, individual beings who are wholly unified in their purpose. January 25th through January 31st. Elder James J. Hamula. The ordinance of the sacrament needs to become more holy and sacred to each of us. President Thomas S. Monson. As we look to Jesus as our exemplar, and as we follow in his footsteps, we can return safely to our Heavenly Father. February 1st through February 7th. Elder M. Russell Ballard. If we keep our focus on the Lord, we are promised a blessing beyond comparison. Elder Richard G. Scott. Despite all of the negative challenges we have in life, we must take time to actively exercise our faith. February 8th through February 14th. Elder Carlos A. Godoy. If we continue to live as we are living, will the promised blessings be fulfilled? Elder Alan F. Packer. Family history and temple work should be a regular part of our personal worship. February 22nd through February 28th. Elder Hugo E. Martinez. The love of Jesus Christ must be our guide if we are to become aware of the needs of those we can help in some way. Elder Larry S. Catcher. Examine your choices by asking yourself the question, are my decisions firmly planted in the rich soil of the gospel of Jesus Christ? March 1st through March 7th. Elder David A. Bednar. The Church of Jesus Christ always has been and always will be a missionary church. President Thomas S. Monson. May we all ponder the truths we have heard, and may they help us to become even more valiant disciples. March 8th through March 14th. Linda K. Burton. May we prepare to worthily receive saving ordinances drop by drop and keep the associated covenants wholeheartedly. Jean A. Stevens. When daughters of God focus on the temple and on their sacred covenants, God is able to send blessings in personal and powerful ways. March 15th through March 21st. Neil F. Marriott. We must stand firm in our faith and lift our voices to proclaim true doctrine. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Trust in the saving power of Jesus Christ. Keep his laws and commandments. In other words, live the gospel joyful. End of the article, Keep the Conference Feeling Alive. End of the section, General Conference is for You. Read by Wes Nelson.